Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
Well, good afternoon. It's time to love. And I am Lydia, your lighthouse of love, teaching, motivating, and guiding you on your journey to loving who? Hopefully you know by now, loving yourself. That's right. That's what I'm here for, to teach you and by default teach myself to love more, love ourselves more, because really, I truly believe that it starts with loving yourself. You know, a great man once said to love your brother as yourself. And, you know, that's not always easy. And to the degree that you love yourself is how you love your brother or your neighbor. And I just think that we all need to learn to love more, love ourselves more. And it takes practice, and it takes a bit of work, and sometimes it takes soul searching, but it's so worth it. Life is so much better. Yeah. Today is a wonderful day here in Boulder, Colorado. Sun is shining. There's amazing clouds in the sky, and I have been working really hard on something. I've been working hard on a second sale. I'm a potter, and we have the sale every year, and I volunteered to do it today. Why did I do that? Probably because it's hard for me to say no at times. And something I've learned while loving myself is that it's okay to say no. In fact, I think it is empowering to say no sometimes. And not, no, I don't think I can, and I'm sorry, and blah, 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 but just no. Anyway, but I did it, and I had a good time, but it was a bit stressful. And as I was driving away from the sale just a little bit ago, I heard a really wonderful song, and it was called, I don't know what it was called, actually. I never did get the name of it. It was a reggae song by Revolution, and the words in it was, I'm too blessed to be stressed. And you know what? Just listening to that song is great, by the way. But listening to those words and thinking about them made me really feel it. Because as I looked out on the mountains and the sky and the gorgeous day and marveled at all the wonderful people I had met at the sale, I realized, yeah, I'm too blessed to be stressed, most definitely. So how are you today? I'm hoping that you're doing well. If you're listening, however you're listening, you could pick up the phone and tell me how your day is going. The number to call is area code 646-727-2914. Yeah. Pick up the phone. Give me a call. Let's talk. Let's talk about what's going on in your life. I'm too blessed to be stressed, and I am hoping that you are also. You know, loving yourself can really catch on. Today, while at the sale, I ran into a young man. He was 17 years old, and he was really enjoying looking at the pottery. Him and his father were there. And really, I had the good fortune to speak with him about pottery. He had just started working on the wheel, and he was loving it. And I ended up just talking his ear off, probably, but he seemed to enjoy it, about following your passion. It was so nice to talk to a young man that, you know, got what I was saying, and I could tell that my words were sinking into him. You never know, as you are on this journey of life and talking and excited and living your own life with passion, who you're going to affect. And I truly believe the paradigm in this world is changing. I really believe that we are moving away from doing things just for money. Yeah, money's good. I'm not against money, folks. Yeah, send me all your money. I'd be glad to take it. But I just think that the days of questioning what you want to do with your life and then thinking, well, if I become this, I can make this amount of money. If I become that, I can make that amount of money. Yes, I know that a lot of people, especially young people, they're getting out of school with major debt. I hate that. You know, if it was up to me in my beautiful world, nobody would pay for education, not higher education, no education, and it would all be awesome. And we would pay teachers what they were worth, because you know, this is our future. You know, young people, they're our future. And let's face it, if we don't have passionate young people that are excited about solving the problems of the world or just contributing to the world, making the world a better place, it's not going to be a world I want to stay in, that's for sure. And as I get older, I'm more sure about that, because it's can be tough out there. But I don't believe that. I look at the youth today and I see the fire in their eyes, and I feel that we're moving away. Everywhere you look or things that you pick up and read, it talks about living your passion. And you know, that is the way. And can you make money from it? Dang right you can. Now, it's hard to stand up to people who go, well, you're an artist, you can't ever make money being an artist, or the whole image of starving artists. That's a bunch of hooey in my book. You can create it the way you want it. Just remember that. You can follow your passion. And that's kind of what I want to talk about. I want to talk about too blessed to be stressed and follow your passion. And what are you doing to follow your passion? Where are you going? Do you even know? Have you thought about it? Are you unhappy and bogged down and you just can't figure out what you want to do? Well, give me a call. Number is 646-727-2914. I'd be glad to weigh in on it, but I do have some definite ideas about following your passion and what that might mean and what steps you might take. I think that it is important to think about this, and even if you're someone that, you know, you don't know what you want to do in your life, maybe you can start looking at this, and maybe this show can help you, because it's my passion to motivate people, to love themselves. And I think what goes hand in hand with loving yourself is to follow your passion. And you can do this at any time in your life. I mentioned young people, but you can do it at any time in your life. I know people that quit professions and changed their whole world. Was it scary? Yeah, I bet it was really, really scary. But they did it. They didn't let the fear overtake them. They moved out of their fear, and they ended up, you know, doing what they really wanted to do. So I don't think there's any big secrets to making your dreams come true and doing what you're passionate about. But there are ingredients that you could use. You know, maybe you're a chef. Maybe you love to cook. You can make that your passion. In fact, a beautiful movie about that is A 100-Foot Journey. I saw that this week. I really had the need to just go and be entertained in the movies, at the movies, and I went to my favorite movie theater where they have reclining seats. You can order an adult beverage. They also have, besides your usual fare of popcorn, they had pizza, they had chicken. They had all kinds of things. It was quite different. I think movies are now realizing that a lot of us have a nice setup at home, and so why would you want to go to a movie? Well, the reason I like to go to movies is because I like the huge screen, and I like the quiet, and I feel that people are mostly respectful of that. And then I happen to now really appreciate these movie theaters that are doing things a little differently, serving food, having reclining seats. I mean, these are electric reclining seats. They recline all the way if you want them. In fact, the first time I went to this movie theater, I brought a young person, and she even brought her blanket, and which was not a bad idea because sometimes the air conditioning can be pretty darn cold. She brought her blanket, and we just had the greatest time. But the 100-foot journey was absolutely about following your passion. It was about cooking. And the thing I loved about the movie is that it invoked the whole thing about how taste and smell are really wrapped up in our memories, and how it's more than just food, and how a master chef or just someone that loves to cook like your mom or your grandma or your dad can make food come alive. And I think they do that with the love that they put in. Again, there's that passion element. And it was a beautiful story. So I highly recommend 100 Foot Journey. And that is to teach you about your passions and about life and how amazing it is. That was what that movie taught me, and it gave me that for a little escape and for a couple hours. And it was, let's face it, kids, it was a tough week. Yeah, we lost a brilliant shining light in our lives this week, Robin Williams. Talk about living your passion. He definitely lived his passion. You know, he went to Juilliard. He was a shy kid that came out of his shell, went to Juilliard, and learned to act. And then, found that he had a gift for making people laugh and improv. And, and he did some serious movies, too. So, anyway, it was a tough week. I had the need to escape the home, escape everything, escape the cell phone, escape all of it. And that's what I did at the movies. That's a real gift, I think. And I talked earlier, a couple of weeks ago, about the simple pleasures in life, movies and books. I definitely think movies are one of my most favorite things. So, okay, I've got some steps about living your passion. And one is to identify your passion. Yeah, first you got to identify it. You know, you have to articulate it. You have to understand what it is. You know, you want to ask yourself questions like, what do I love? You know, maybe you've been on a fast track for most of your life and you don't even know these answers. Well, I think that it really pays to think about this. Maybe you want to get a pen and paper and write some of these down. What do I love? What are my dreams? If I could do anything, what would I do? You know, so many of us think, well, I can't do that. You know, I'd really like to, you know, work with leather and, make shoes. Well, there's been people before you that have lived their passion, that they have done that. You can do it too. What matters to me? You know, if shoes matter to you, and they matter to me, but I don't want to make them. I like to support other people that make them. But, go for it. Find out what matters to you. What do you believe in? Maybe you believe strongly. Well, I believe strongly in people. I love them. I love the ones that don't even know they're lovable. And that just makes me love them all the more. And because I want to teach them how to love themselves. And I constantly do it. You know, I meet people and they'll say something derogatory about themselves and I'll go, I am sorry. You are beautiful. And I get them to, for a moment, really realize that they are beautiful. You know, I'll point out, look at your eyes. Oh my gosh, I've never seen eyes that big. Or look at that smile that you have. You know, and they laugh and, you know, I don't know what they take away. Some of them come back into my lives and will say, hey, I really needed that. I'm really glad you said that. It might start them on a totally different path, but that's what I believe in. I believe in people, and I believe in elevating people and getting them to see the beauty that's within themselves, the love that's within themselves, and that they're worthy of love, and they don't even have to look outside themselves. They don't have to look for Mr. Right or Mrs. Right or Miss Right. They are enough inside of themselves. And if they choose to have a partner in life, when they really care about themselves and love themselves, they will find that right person for them. That it's not a completion thing. You can be complete all by yourself. But as someone who's been married for quite a few years, you know, I feel that I'm better because of my mate. I feel that we can accomplish more, the two of us. When we put our energies together, we can do just about anything we set our minds to. And let's face it, you know, for me, it's more fun. You know, even the challenge of misunderstanding each other or trying to get our communication right, Lord knows that's a lifetime understanding for women to understand men and men to understand women. You know, it can be something. But it's so worth it. But first, it starts with yourself. Be happy with yourself. Learn to love yourself. Okay, but I digress. You may ask yourself, what brings me joy? You know, if it's cooking, if you come alive baking a cake in the kitchen, knowing that the person you're cooking for or persons are going to bite into it and they are going to, maybe it's a lemon flavor, and they are going to bite into that, and they'll remember almost every lemony experience they've ever had, or they'll just enjoy the moment that they are with you, that you put all your love and your energy into this lemon cake, and, oh, I'm getting hungry, and they'll be so appreciative. They'll taste that love. They'll taste that energy that you put in it. What do you find beautiful? You know, beauty, passion, it kind of all goes together. Maybe you find, maybe it's not in the making of the dish, but maybe it's in the growing of the vegetables. Or maybe you have goats. I knew a young woman who had a herd of goats, and she made cheeses from the goat's milk. And she was passionate, and I swear to God, you could taste it. You guys, if you haven't been to a farmer's market this summer, I highly recommend that you get down to a farmer's market. Whether you're a cook or not, whether you're going to buy any veggies or not, you can always walk away with a beautiful bouquet of flowers. But, you know, go around to the different booths. You're going to meet people that are passionate about their product, about their produce, or maybe they're making honey. Maybe they've got honeybees in the backyard, and you can taste their honeys. And if you have the thought that all honeys taste the same, then you have never tasted good honey. Wildflower honey, oh, my gosh. I just love just a little drop on the tongue of wildflower honey. I can close my eyes and I can see purple flowers, oh, and some bright yellow flowers, and I can see the bees flitting from flower to flower, and it just, oh, it's like a taste that you will not believe. It is amazing. In Boulder, we have a big farmer's market, and there is a guy that makes mead. Mead is honey wine. And I remember my sister and I going to the farmer's market, and nobody was at this man's booth, and we went up there and we saw mead, and I vaguely knew that mead was something else. Well, this man, he gave us an education. Mead was one of the very first alcoholic beverages, and it is made from honey. And, man, he was so passionate about our product. It was not cheap, but my sister and I bought some, and it was like an aphrodisiac of the gods. It put us in a wonderful mood. No, we were not drunk. We were a little tipsy, but not drunk. But the taste of it, and some of it was probably what we remembered from that man who made this mead. He was so passionate. Anyway, so what do you find beautiful? Yeah, maybe you find flowers absolutely beautiful. Maybe you want to take a class and become a master gardener. Or maybe you want to take an Ikebana class, which is the Japanese art of flower arranging. And it's a meditation. It's absolutely, it will transport you as you arrange just a few flowers, some stems, some interesting things. You find interesting containers. Ikebana, people that do Ikebana, they're very tight with some potters, because if they get to know a potter, they'll tell them, hey, could you make me this kind of a container? They're always looking for unusual containers. Okay, but here's another question. You want to find out who you are. That's a big one. Ask yourself, who am I? Yeah, if you're young, you might not know. If you're old, you might not know. You might never have thought much about it. But I guarantee you, asking yourself that question, who am I? Well, I'll tell you, when I ask myself that question, and I do know the answer, but you know, it changes throughout your life. Sometimes I remember when we first had our son, you know, I was a mother, and there was very little else. Yes, I was a wife, too. I was a mother. I was a potter. I was a housekeeper. I was a cook. I was a lot of things, but really and truly, the mother was a big thing in my mind. Yeah, and I'm not talking mother. I'm talking mother. Just kidding, you guys. So, you know, ask yourself, who are you really? You know, you might be the type of person that loves fashion. Maybe that is really, really next to your heart. I say go for it. I say go for it. And, you know, maybe you have a 9-to-5 job, but instead of plunking down in front of the television, if you're doing your passion, you're going to have more energy. And maybe you go to a thrift store and you find a dress that might be too large for you. But it has this beautiful material. You might want to try your hand at deconstruction. You know, you might want to take that dress apart and make something new from it. I know I'm a really strange person. I watch designing shows, and I'm not a fashionista, but I admire people that can make dresses or a shirt or pants or whatever. And I know how to sew, but I just admire that. And they're following their passion. And I love shows like that. Another show that I really like is Tiny House Nation. Tiny houses are a big movement, and I think it goes hand in hand with people not wanting to go deep in debt to live in a house. And so these houses are movable, and they're small, and they can usually just pay for them, no mortgage at all. Some of them are off the grid, And it's just really fun to watch these people watch their passion. And, you know, they have to get rid of possessions, and then they, you know, it's just a whole lifestyle change. But the people that build them, oh my gosh, you have to be clever, because you have to figure out. I watched a show recently where a man wanted his own, he worked from home, so he wanted an office, and then he pulled a zinger on him, and he said, but I want it also to house a guest that we might have. So they devised a desk that could actually fold down, and he didn't have to he could leave everything on the desk, because the shelf, the top part of the desk remained level, and it would go underneath, and then it could be a bed. It was amazing. And of course, Murphy beds are big in that movement, and tables that might look for only two, but then you can pull them and you can add leaves, and it, you know, so there's some great minds, and I'm sure these great minds have so much passion about it. And you know, it's not only about the arts. Maybe you're passionate about science. You know, maybe you want to build a solar car in your garage, or maybe you want to start out and just build a solar panel. Build yourself a solar panel, figure out how it works. Who knows what could develop if you follow your passion? So you also want to ask yourself, how do I want to spend my day? You know, you may want to spend your day talking with people. You may want to spend your day traveling. You know, those are both things that you could write about. You could be a writer. You want to ask yourself, where do I want to live? Yeah, that's a good one. You know, if you want to, if what makes you come alive is the ocean, but you live in a landlocked area, maybe Kansas or something, you know, you may want to think about moving to follow your passion. And then, who do I want to be around? That's a good question. You want to be around people that go, ha, ha, you want to be a writer and they laugh at you, or they make fun of you, or no, you do not. You want to be around people that will support your passion. You may want to join a writer's group, and people that want to be writers too. And you write things, you might have assignments, and you work on them, and then you read them. You know, I know it can be terrifying. I know that it can, but it's always worth it to get out of your comfort zone. You know, do you want to just kind of walk through your life half asleep, dreading the next day that you've got to punch the clock to go to your job? Or do you want to really live with passion? You know, there's that saying that at the end of your life, nobody says, oh, I wish I worked more. But if you have a passion, you might want to say that. I might want to say, you know, I always wanted to throw a hot tub at the end of my life. You know, what inspired me when I first became a potter was this guy out in California that actually threw hot tubs. They were just two people hot tubs, but he did that. And he inspired me so much that I didn't necessarily want to make a hot tub. Nor do I right now, but I wanted to make big pots. So I specifically got a wheel that had the most power so I could make big pots. And I didn't make big pots for a long time. I'm making big pots now and really, really enjoying myself. So who do you want to be around? You really want to be around people that support you or that are like you. If you want to be an artist, you know, start hanging around with some artists. Start getting, you know, start looking at art. Every day look at art in a magazine, online. Oh, my gosh, has the wonderful world of the Internet opened up things for artists? Absolutely. Every day I have artist friends, and they post things that are absolutely beautiful that just thrill me and inspire me. So if you want to make jewelry, if you want to be a jewelry designer, let's say, you know, find tons of pictures or sketch what you think is beautiful. Cut images from a magazine if you want to build your dream house, and make a book filled with what your house will look like. You know, start somewhere. You know, if you want to be a wedding cake designer, make cakes, decorate them, eat them, give them away, find and create and save recipes and photograph every cake you make. Write poems if you want to be a poet. Start writing. You know, if you're working a regular job, then say, I'm going to get up a half an hour early and I'm going to write for that half hour. Then I'll jump in the shower, I'll do what I need and go to work. But you can do it. You know, it's the same thing. If you want to be fit, you've got to figure out how to get fit exercise into your life. I have a friend, and she said, oh, I know I should exercise more. Well, you just have to, you know, it's like Nike says, you just have to do it. You got to fit it in some way. And yes, you know, when you're dead tired and you come home and you sit for a second, and all of a sudden everything kind of decompresses, and then you think, can I even get up again? Can I fix dinner? Can I order something? Can I even put the fork to my mouth? But you know what? If you're doing your passion, you naturally get your energy. If your passion is to be physically fit, you're going to get up, you're going to turn off the television, you're going to put your sneakers on, and you're going to go out the door. It really helps to have furry friends because they always want to, you know, I think they're in another room with their father right now, but if I say the word G-O, oh my gosh, they'd come crashing out here if I said it really loud. They'd come crashing out here. They're eager to G-O anytime, day or night. So, you know, you've got to do it. You've got to do what your passion is. You've got to start somewhere. You know, say you want to start a nonprofit, maybe for children, then do work with children and discover what work you really want to do, in what area, troubled children, maybe a daycare, you know, find out what you want to do. Use your imagination to create a dream that really honors you and your beliefs, your desires and wishes for your life. You've got to start somewhere. You know, if I can give you anything besides along with loving yourself, and I think they really go hand in hand, as many things do, and that is to live with passion and love yourself. Those two really go hand in hand. I think the more you love yourself, the more you want to live with passion. It's just the way it is. Now, another thing that can really help, and none of these are original ideas, but you can write a mission statement. Now, don't worry. That seems really kind of constraining to some people, and it might be scary, but, you know, as your dreams or passions change, you can change that mission statement. It doesn't have to be written in the stone plaque above your desk. It can just be something that you jot down, and you can rework it as you are creating the life that you really want to live, you know. Creating your dream is a journey that could take, you know, a day or a week, a month, a year, or even a lifetime. But once you're clear about what you want to accomplish, writing a mission statement will help you define, articulate, and solidify your ambition and passion. So it's very important. In fact, one of the ladies on this this network, Brenda Berry, she did a whole show on BYO Brilliance, and it was on writing a mission statement. And it's in the archives. So all you have to do is come to the Essence of Success Radio Network and look it up in the archives. Yes. And there's lots of shows besides mine, BYO Brilliance, Filmcology, and also LNB Passage to Empowerment. These are all amazing shows that can help you define this a little bit more or think about it a little bit more. Yeah. So, you know, identify your mission statement. You know, actually sit down and write and rewrite a mission statement until it really reflects what's in your heart. You know, that you want to create jewelry that a woman can wear and feel beautiful. Yeah, not just any jewelry. Yeah, you can say, I want to make jewelry. That's my mission statement. Well, okay, that'll work. Or maybe I want to create jewelry that is fun and makes someone laugh or think or enjoy the moment. Wow, that's an amazing mission statement. Or I want to make jewelry that will elevate someone's consciousness. That's not too lofty. You could do it. I believe in you. You really could do it. So take time and do a mission statement. Write a mission statement. I think it is very, very important. Yes. And you might want to write a step-by-step plan. You know, I have done quite a few things, but when I was starting very, very early on starting to make pottery, my pottery teacher told me that I needed to practice and I would get better. And so I didn't, you know, at first that threw me for a loop. I didn't have a car. The studio was kind of far away. I would take the bus to it. I was working a job. I just didn't quite figure it out. And but I had that passion. I really wanted to make pottery. So I realized that I really needed a chunk of money. And this is in the 70s, and I was a hippie, and I needed a chunk of money. I figured I needed about $1,000 to buy a wheel and a kiln. And so my pottery teacher ended up getting me to be his apprentice. So I learned a lot there, and one of the things he taught me was how to make these stamps that I could stamp into clay. And because the wheel is like an instrument and it's not the easiest thing to learn, right? You know, it's just like a guitar. You can't pick up a guitar and start playing. You can't sit down at the potter's wheel, most people, and start making pottery. You know, you have to practice. And I'd say it's a good 6 months to a year to get a little proficient. And then it's a lifetime. But, you know, to get a little bit proficient and make things on the wheel, you need to practice, or on the guitar or the piano or woodworking or whatever you know, your passion is. So anyway, so I started, he showed me how to make these stamps and showed me porcelain, which I love to this day. And I would stamp the porcelain, and then I would color it. And so I didn't really need to know a lot of things. I was very good at making my own stamps, I must say. And I still have a lot of them today. They're like 38, 39 years old. But so I made my own stamps, and I would make, first I started making macrame beads because macrame was really big in the 70s, and I started making these macrame beads, and then someone said they really look like napkin rings. And there was a little shop down in Colorado Springs, and I ended up making napkin rings for the shop, and they would buy them. But then as I was stamping and stamping and stamping and rolling out the clay and making these things, I realized that I could make wind chimes, because porcelain is just, it really has a nice ring to it. So I started making these wind chimes, and then I figured out that I could sell them. This is in the 70s. And there was a lot of pieces to them, but I figured out that I figured out a really pretty design, and I figured out I could sell these for $10 each or $5 wholesale. So I decided, okay, if I make 100 of them, I'll have $500, and that'll start me on the way to my 1,000. Well, you know, I did that, and I sold some of them at the flea market, and some of them I wholesaled. And I ended up getting enough money to get a wheel and a kiln. And I actually have that wheel and that kiln. The kiln is sitting outside right now. It's not loved and it feels bad, but I had it for many, many years and used it for many years, rebuilt it 3 times. But, you know, I had a step. I had a couple steps that I needed to do, and that's how I did it. So, you know, it's just funny. You know, you look for retail outlets. That's what I did. That was one of my steps. Well, you know, I knew, okay, if I make 100 of these wind chimes, then I can, you know, start to have my nest egg for my pottery wheel and my kiln. So But then I also, then I had to figure out where to sell them. I did figure out that I could sit and sell them at the flea market, and that was valuable. It was hot, but it was valuable experience. And then I also figured out that I could go into shops and talk to people and say, hi, you know, would you like to check out my wind chimes or my napkin rings, as the case may be? And I sold a lot of them. And, well, I sold over 100 of them and got my wheel and my kiln. Like I said, some I retailed, some I wholesaled. But, you know, so have a plan. Figure out what you're going to need. You know, nowadays you might want to figure out, well, I need to take photos of my work. And you might want to open your own shop on Etsy. That type of thing, you know, and that goes for so many different things. You know, if your goal is you'd like to discover the cure for cancer, probably the first step you're going to have to take is go back to school or go to school and learn, you know, about working in labs and, you know, doing your research and all of that. But, you know, I because I'm an artist, a lot of my examples are more arts-based. But really and truly, your passion can be anything. Like I said, I know people that love to cook, and that's their passion. And whether they do it for, you know, just something that they do and they really enjoy and they sell to friends, or something that they go big time, maybe they get a shop. But I met a couple people, a husband and wife, that make these non-gluten cakes, and they're beautiful and they taste great. So in Boulder, there's a lot of people that are non-gluten, and so you can, you know where to go. It's the only cake shop in town that does, the majority of their work is non-gluten. So, you know, and nowadays, most anybody knows that there's people that have a gluten intolerance, so they might have that, but these people are absolutely specializing in this. In fact, if I was doing anything in the food industry, I would probably cater to people with allergies. That's, I think, a big, big thing that's coming up, definitely. So, you know, do your research. Research. If you want to do cakes, research. How many bakers are in the area? Are they marketing to offices? You know, you go to an office, and they're Cake City in their, you know, in their break rooms. Or there's birthdays. If it's any kind of a large office at all, they've got, you know, their people there that are, you know, they're kneading their cakes. And some people, like I said, enjoy baking them. But most of the time, you know, when you're working a 9-to-5 job, you're looking for someone that's their passion. And, you know, you might want to skip having a storefront, but market to offices. I think there's probably a niche there. It's just like people that want to do their passion, maybe they want to cook, and they're realizing that having a restaurant is extremely hard, and so they end up sorry about that, folks. If I don't know if you could hear that or not, but I had a distraction. So there is a there's a big movement to have food trucks, and because the expenses to do your own restaurant is so much that they end up doing these food trucks, it's not as much money, and they can see what will work. And then maybe they'll have enough money, and they can then, you know, do the restaurant of their dreams. If it's your passion, go for it. That's all I got to say. It's very, very important to live your passion. You know, and once you have a plan or steps, you want to somehow start taking those steps. You want to put your plan into action. And I know that sometimes it's not easy, sometimes it seems insurmountable, but I think that you can get a lot of very informative guidance from someone who's doing what your passion is. You know, you may want to go out of state, or you may want to go to another place. Maybe you're visiting an area and you see the cutest little shop and it's filled with the most amazing things. Maybe you can meet the owner. maybe you can call the owner and ask if there's a possibility if they would do a quick mentoring session with you. That's an ultimate compliment. Some people might not, but you can always try and interview them and find out what steps they took. And, you know, maybe they're all written down in your notebook already. Maybe you realize those steps, but maybe there's one crucial element in those steps where you can learn from them and it'll add to your experience in a positive way. I belong to the Boulder Potters Guild, as I've said numerous times, and, you know, there's potters that are, you know, they're getting up there in years, and they just love to share information. It's not always like that in a lot of situations, but I find that many artists are very giving, and if you can find a guild or a co-op or some kind of organization that you can get together with people that are doing things that you like to do, you're going to learn from them and listen. You know, don't just talk about what you want or what you're doing, but listen as well. I learn all the time from the people in my Boulder Potters Guild. It's not always the elders either. The young ones come in and, you know, they're media savvy and they got it together. I learn a lot from them. So when you're in that learning mode, when you're wondering what steps you should take, you want to listen. You want to read. You want to research. Like I said, the wonderful world of the internet is something that I wished I'd had when I was starting out making pottery. In fact, there are videos online of making just about anything in clay. It's absolutely amazing. I get a lot of inspiration from it, and I learn so much. Of course, you still got to make the piece, but, you know, it really, really helps. I think it really helps to have the internet and to utilize it in a positive way. So, you know, basically, if you want to do your passion, it is never too late. You want to do it, I say do it. You know, your dream matters, and we need dreamers, and we need dreams that will make this world a better place. I take it seriously. I want you to take your dream seriously and nurture your dream and believe in it and yourself. You know, it starts with loving yourself. Maybe you don't love yourself that much, but if you can get to a place in loving yourself that you feel worthy of love, then you might feel worthy of making your dreams come true. So take it very seriously. Give yourself permission to be you. Yes. Stop censoring your actions. You know, stop watering yourself down to fit into who knows what. I mean, don't do it. You know, be who you are. Remember that only you can be yourself. Everybody else is taken. No one else is qualified for the job. Yeah, if you don't manifest your dream, who will? Okay, you may find someone that's doing something similar. Like I said, I work at the Boulder Potters Guild, and I have many pottery friends. But there's still, I'm the only one that can make a pot like me. I tell my students, go ahead and copy my work. It's absolutely fine. I have no problem because you're going to learn in the copying. And it's still not my work. My expression, who I am, comes out in a very unique way, as yours will too. So embrace that in yourself, that you're unique. Have fun. Have a sense of humor. You know, have some laughs. You know, laugh at your mistakes. If you're a perfectionist, boy, I know that's a tall order, but you know what? Start developing your sense of humor, especially about yourself. I'm highly amused every single day of my life because I find myself amusing. You know, I laugh at myself. Oh, there you go, Lydia, trying to be a perfectionist when I know I am not. There's certain things I take very seriously, but anyway, I'm too blessed to be stressed. I need to lighten up. Yeah, embrace your inner child. Do something new, exciting, and different. Look at life from a different point of view. Get curious. Ask a trillion questions. Experience the joy in looking for the answers. You know, that's how kids are. Why? 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 They're always asking why. You know, if you belong to a writer's group, you know, find someone with a good sense of humor and then ask them why a million times. They might want to flog you, but maybe you'll get them thinking about things. Why do they write only in the morning? Why do they have to have a cup of tea when they sit down? You know, but be curious, you know, be childlike. Embrace your inner child. Yeah, make new friends. Yes, make new friends, definitely. And especially ones that will support you in your dreams and goals. You know, y'all know that one of my dreams and goals is to uplift, to inspire, to help this world be a better place. And this radio show has definitely been that for me. It's been a teaching ground. I'm still learning lots and lots and lots. And I have really great friends along the way. I have Lennis, who gave me this experience, her Essence of Success Network. That says it all. She has encouraged me to be the success that I want to be. And my friends, Brenda Berry, who, as I said, has a few shows on Blog Talk Radio on the Essence of Success Network, and also Nina, and she is the N in the LNB Passage to Empowerment. And I just want to tell you that I am taking some time off, maybe about a month, maybe a little bit more, and we are going to regroup, the three of us, and we are actually going to start our new network. I would love to tell you that name, but we don't know it yet. So we have a mission statement to fill out, to complete, and we are going to be giving our energies for a good month in that direction. And so if you're looking for a new show, if you're looking for me doing a show next week, I'm not going to be doing Time to Love next week. You can find all of my shows in the archives. And then when we have our network name, we'll start talking about that on Facebook and in our email. And so you'll be able to find Time to Love eventually on our new network, as well as Filmcology, LNB Passage to Empowerment, and also to and also BYO Brilliance. I want to say that it has been a complete honor to be on the Essence of Success. And it's successful. And, you know, something that I know about Lennis, I really feel in my heart, she is here to help people realize their dreams. That's one of her big pluses in her life. That's one of her strengths. She's encouraging. She's a good teacher. And she's done that for me.
She's a heck of a good friend on top of it all, too, isn't she, Lydia?
Oh, yes. Oh, most definitely. And she wishes us well. And I know that Lennis is going to continue to give people a spot to fulfill their dreams. In fact, there is a new show on the Essence of Success by Maxwell. And what's the name of that show again, Nina? Do you know it?
Proud to be Different.
Proud to be Different. And I'll be listening to that in the month to come, and listening to someone coming up. And Lennis, also, if there's something you want to talk about, maybe you want to talk about, I don't know, cars or machinery or something you're passionate about, you might want to put it to Lennis and see if she'll give you a spot to do a show. She's, like I said, she's a wonderful friend. Thank you, Nina, for adding that. And she is a wonderful mentor. And her whole life is, I think, helping elevate people to their own success. So I think that's the essence of her success, is being a mentor.
Okay, everyone, so I just want to just pop something in here quickly. Lydia will not be doing her shows. Time to Love will be back probably in October sometime. But LNB will still be running until the end of the month. So tune in and you can hear both of us on there.
Yes. Yeah, oh, that's right. Definitely. We will be here on Monday nights. I have other things that I'm doing on Saturdays, and that's why I'm leaving a little bit early, some commitments that I made, and I need to fulfill those, and they happen to be on the weekends. So, yeah. I love you all very, very much, and I know that I might be ending a little bit early, but do you have anything to say, Nina?
No, other than I just want to quickly run over the shows for the week.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, psychic readings tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific time with Lennis. Again, every ninth caller gets a free one-hour reading with Lennis. Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific time is LNB, Passage to Empowerment. Just the L and the N for the next 2 weeks because Brenda's still busy with schoolwork, but we will be there, so tune in to us Wednesday night in the studio with Lennis, Hot Topics of the Week, so stay tuned for those. Friday Traffic Jams with Lennis, 1 hour of music to get your weekend started, and that's at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So stay tuned to the rest of the shows for the rest of the week. And Lydia, I know I am speaking for everyone. We are going to miss you on Saturdays.
I know. I have a husband, though, and he wants to see me more on Saturdays since that's his day off.
Well, you know, I understand that. And once we do get the new network, I understand that you'll be moving to a new day, and that's all wonderful. As long as we have Time to Love, that's all we need.
Well, you know, that brings me to what I want to say. There's always time to love. And if you ask yourself in any situation, do I choose fear or do I choose love? I hope that you remember asking yourself that and you always choose love because it's always time to love, even when I'm not here. It's always time to love. It's time to love yourself most of all. And if you love yourself, like me driving home today and feeling a bit stressed from doing everything I was doing, and then I mean, it was like the universe just said, okay, we got to send her a message. She is way too stressed. And there it was in a reggae song. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I was just like, oh, my God. And I'd never heard of the band before. I guess they're going to be playing in the Denver area soon, and I'm going to have to check them out because I love that tune, definitely. Too blessed to be stressed. So I hope that I know you guys are all too blessed to be stressed. But it's like remembering. It's a constant remembering because, you know, the news, media, a friend, what's happening in your home life, in your life, in your work life, you know, it can be stressful. It can start you down a path of negativity or feeling like things are never going to change. So if you try to remember to not be fear-based, to realize that, you know, door closes, what's the next one that's going to open? You know, what's going to happen? And approach it like a young child, like just excited for each day, excited for each moment, and excited to love a little bit more. And, of course, I always put you in there first because you guys know that it's time to love yourself above everything else. And I'm not talking being selfish. I love giving. I love sharing. And it's because I love myself. Yeah, and I'm me. You know, today a woman walked into the sale, and she had dark glasses on, and I just started out. She said something kind of negative, and I just redirected her thing, and she looked at me. And then when she kind of looked at me, but she had dark glasses on, I was like, I think I know you. Who are you? And so we went through it, and she hired me years ago, probably 20 years, well, not quite 20 years ago, maybe 16 years ago, and we used to live around the corner from each other. She moved. Yeah, so that was really fun. And
Lydia,
I got
you
her
have
to think
a caller.
I do, but there's no question mark. Oh, or there is? Which
there's
one?
There's a caller there.
Okay.
There is no question
okay.
mark. You still have a
they
caller
might be
there.
Listening.
Caller. Yeah, if you want to go live and ask Lydia a question. Oh, there she is. Okay. Go ahead.
586. Hello, caller.
Hey,
how are you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I was at work and listening. I guess my question would be, how do you think this year would be like financially?
Oh, you need Lennis's show on that. Lennis's show is
no,
psychic
I was
reading.
Talking, yeah, I wasn't talking about psychic reading. I was just talking about in general. Not, you know, like for the United States.
Well, I'm not a psychic, but let me just tell you, I am an optimist, and I actually feel very, very positive about anyone's financial future, but it starts with you. You have to feel positive about your financial future. You have to start seeing yourself bringing in the kind of money that you want, that you feel you deserve. Are you working a job right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And are you happy in it?
I'm ready to expand. I'm like waiting on a nursing program to open up. I'm just ready to expand.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you can if you didn't hear the whole show, you know, have a plan. Start a plan. First, have a mission statement. What's going to fulfill you? What's going to make you feel good? I feel that in this time in the world, when you follow your passion, that's where your money is going to be. Yes, doesn't mean you're not going to work hard. It's not just going to all of a sudden appear in your bank account. You might have to work your butt off, but you are going to feel good about it, and you're going to bring more to the world. And when you bring more to others, you naturally bring more to yourself, and that's financially or anything.
Okay, so that would be like everybody's part to do this.
Okay. But you know what? I'm telling you, I do feel something from you, and I feel that you're asking the questions, and you're ready for a big change in your life, and you're gearing up. And listen, if you didn't hear my whole show, listen to the beginning of it, because I have some real steps for you to do, and it's gonna help direct you a little bit more in what you want to do and your passion.
Okay,
that's
I'm
not psychically.
A lot of people.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I like helping people. So what I was asking, like, even not just for me, but for everyone. So that's why I was asking. Because you know how you have your friends and strangers, and then sometimes they ask you things. That's why I was asking you. That way I could use those same steps to help them. So thank you so much.
Well, you know what? What's your name, caller?
Monica.
That's a beautiful name. Monica. I want to tell you that really turn that love for a little bit, just be a little bit selfish, not real selfish because I know you can't do that, but really and truly sit with yourself and think of what you want. What does Monica really want? And if you love helping others, you're going to find a way to do that. And that's not psychic. That's nothing like that. But it is just, I feel it from you. I feel that you have that giving ability, but you've got to give to yourself a little bit to find out these answers.
Okay.
Thank you. I love you, and I want you to know you're worthy of love.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And for everybody else, I really want to thank you all for listening today. I had a good time, and I am too blessed to be stressed. I want you to make that your mantra for the week and see how it turns out. And I'm going to leave you with my theme song. Anything else, Nina?
No, that's it, Lydia.
Thank you so much for always being there. I love you, girl.
Love you, too.
Take care.
Have a great week, everyone.
Uh-huh. Enjoy.
Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. Please.
Love is all you need. Now go love yourself some more today. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye, hen.